is the A-Team Call. It's my great privilege today to introduce a friend. And a friend who is becoming my go-to person for just a vital issue, just an important issue. How do you get virtual help in your business? You know, for 7 years, I ran my business with a virtual employee. Now, I have some in-person people, but I'm actually looking to outsource again. And I really wanted some input from an expert, somebody had done a lot of this, somebody that really, really knew what they were doing. And I heard my friend speak at a seminar in Dallas. And, boy, he really had some systems down. He really had some good things to say. And then I also have a mutual friend who knows him very closely. They're very good friends. And, you know, I really like to check someone out. You don't know this, but before I endorse someone, I mean, I'm tough. Sometimes I'm brutal. And, I mean, I really check people out because I don't want to endorse somebody that's not for real. I don't want to put the name of Marlon Sanders behind somebody that it turns out that, well, they really weren't, you know, what they were cracked up to be. And that's one reason I you don't see me endorse a lot of stuff like most people do. Well, so I go to my friend who knows the friend I'm getting ready to introduce very well, and I say, Dog, I need to ask you a question. Is he really everything he's cracked up to be? Is he really everything he says he is? Honest, you know, how good is he at this? And he said, he's really good. I said, is he really good? Is he great? He said, he's really great. And so I'm introducing somebody that I know, from somebody that knows him very personally, that I know walks the walk and doesn't just talk talk. You know, there's a lot of people out there, they talk a really good game, but when it comes down to being able to really deliver in their life, you know, they got to get self-pitch is what I'm saying. But the person I'm getting ready to introduce to you is walking the walk and outsourcing his business. And I have him on the call because I have questions. I mean, I did this 7 years. I had a number of virtual people for 7 years, not just one. And I still have questions about how he's doing this and what he's doing and how he's making this all work. Because he's doing things completely different than what I did in the past. And so it's my great pleasure to introduce John Jonas. John, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Marlon. That was awfully nice of you, and it's good to be here.
And very true also, by the way.
And
very true. Let me ask you this. If you were to describe in kind of like your USP, your elevator statement, your USP of what it is that you do for people, how would you describe that?
I will show you how to live the four-hour work week.
All right. You will show people how to live the four-hour work week. Well, I got to be honest. When you say that, the very first thing people do are going to, like, raise their eyebrow and go, yeah, right. What is your basis for making that statement that this is something that is even conceivable of happening?
Well, here's the thing. Most people, my guess is that most people who will listen to this have read the 4-Hour Workweek, and if they haven't, they need to go read it, like, today. And then most of them have tried, or the reason that they're talking to you is so that they can live the lifestyle of the 4-Hour Workweek, is so that they can run their internet business and have it run on autopilot and have it make them a lot of money and have them be able to spend time with their family or on vacation or doing whatever they want. And then the reality is that, you know, 99.5% of people fall very, very short of accomplishing that goal. And I have found that they are missing this one thing, it is the ability to outsource work correctly so that you are not a babysitter. So the reason why I'll tell you that I will show you how to live the 4-hour work week is because I do it, number one. I mean, you know that when we talked 15 minutes ago, I was playing Nintendo Wii with my son.
Yes, very true. Very true.
I don't usually start working in the morning until 11:30, noon. You know, and then I'm done you know, sometime mid-afternoon if I work at all that day. And actually, I like to say that I work the 17-hour work week because 4 hours a week is just not enough to keep me busy where I'm not bored. But
all right.
You know, so I'll work, you know, maybe, I say 17 hours a week, so.
Okay. Well, when I was outsourcing, it's a little different with employees. When I was outsourcing, that is what I did for many years, but I also had some of those issues, John, you were talking about. Anyone who's tried this, you know, has experienced some issues, like, you know, you got to keep paying the person more and more because they expect, like, lots of raises. You know, when there becomes a certain comfort level, they don't do their job maybe because, oh, that's just Marlon. You know, you have – there's just certain issues, which kind of what you talk about babysitting coming up. Or people – like I was just talking to a friend. Here's a great example. I was just talking to my friend yesterday, good friend in UK. And he tried outsourcing to the Philippines, exactly what you're talking about. But his guy that he outsourced to, he was like, he said he was slower than like a turtle. And now, so my question to you is, how do you pull this thing off where these people, I mean, they're in another country. How do you know they're doing the work, and how do you pull this off? Without kind of like what my friend said of people, maybe they were doing some work for him and five other people or who knows. How do you make this deal happen?
Okay. Before we get into how to make it happen, I want to – do you mind if I talk for a minute so that people understand
why we're doing
this?
Yeah, let's hear your story. Let's hear the background on this.
Okay. So almost two years ago, my wife was put on strict bed rest and – she was pregnant, and we came at the doctor. The doctor said, if you don't stay in bed for the next 3 to 5 weeks, you are going to lose this baby. So,
wow.
You know, for me, that can you imagine being told today, you can't do anything else. You have to babysit your kids for the next month, right?
Wow.
What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. Because I had two other kids.
Right.
And so my wife stayed in bed for the next 3 weeks until she had the baby, and I worked 1 hour total during that time. And then because I had already not been working, I spent the next 2 months not working. I worked 1 hour a week for the next 2 months. And the crazy thing is during those three months, my business – grew more in those 3 months than it ever had before.
Wait. You're saying that you work an hour a week for how long?
Well, I worked an hour a week for 2 months. The previous three weeks, I worked 1 hour total.
For 2 months?
3 months.
And your business grew?
I made more money in that time than I had any other time in my life. I made $800,000 during those 3 months. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay, so here's the thing that I realized during that time and after that time. I already had guys in the Philippines, and when that day happened when my wife got put on bed rest and I was forced to live the four-hour work week, I came home and I didn't have a choice but to send the email saying, okay, your job is now to do everything that I do. Your job is to filter my emails. I only want to see emails if I absolutely have to see them. I don't want to see my AdWords account. I want you to go do AdWords. Here's how you do it. I don't want to see my affiliate. I don't want to see my affiliate accounts. Here are the usernames and passwords to them. You know, you already know the websites. Monitor it and make sure we're profitable. I don't want to see. I don't want to see any support issues. I want you to answer them. Right. So I didn't have a choice but to send that email, and it was amazing what happened when I gave that work to these guys. They took care of everything. It was craziness. I couldn't believe how well things went. And the reason we made so much money was because a week before this happened, I had launched a major software product, which, you know, comes with major support.
Right.
And problems and fixes, and I didn't deal with any of it. It was the best time of my life. those 3 months when I know that my business was going crazy and I didn't deal with any of it.
Wow.
So here's kind of what I realized during that time. Even in an internet business, there is work that always has to be done. There's no such thing as a business that doesn't require any work at all. For example, since then, I've started another business that my guys in the Philippines built for me, and they did everything for it. It makes me $10,000 to $15,000 a month in net profits now, and I don't touch it. I never see anything about this business.
You started a new business, another business, and they did everything.
It's an affiliate thing. Yeah, I review affiliate products.
And they
and
do it
my
all.
Guys, they did all the reviews. They did all the search engine optimization. They do the AdWords stuff. They do all the articles and the videos and directory submissions and mini nets, and they do everything for it.
Wow.
And
how long did it take them? How long did it take for that to ramp up where you hired them and you gave them these tasks? I was making $10,000 a month. How long did that take?
So in like month one, we made like $900. By month three, I think it made $3,000. I'm just trying to remember this.
Right.
I think by like month five, it had made $5,000. And then I think month six, we saw a big hit, and it made like $9,000. And, it's been a year and a half since I've had that going.
And in month one, it made $900?
In month one, yeah.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing, so most people, when they start their businesses, or, whatever, let's say you're doing an affiliate thing. So this, I'll tell you right now, this works with any business. Doing what I'm doing works with any business. But let's say you are doing any one of the business models that's out there right now. You're doing affiliate stuff. You're using Google AdWords to promote to your website where you have a review, or you are using Google AdWords just to send direct traffic to an affiliate program, or you have a store and you are trying to use SEO and AdWords and Yahoo to send traffic to your website and convert visitors into sales, right? Well, what most people do is they get this idea and, they're going to make $1 million with it, and they start on it and they run into a problem and they never finish that, so they move on to something else in their business, and that gets them halfway, and they start doing SEO and they submit one article and they can't do it. They get burnt out on it. And they set up their AdWords account. They do a half a job on their AdWords stuff. And they're sending all their traffic to the homepage and not to individual product pages. And the problem is there's just not enough time for an individual to do all the things they know they should be doing. Then they get another email from someone else saying, oh, this is the latest and greatest thing that ever happened to anybody, and you've got to do this. And so they drop what they're doing with their AdWords account halfway done, and they go and do something else. Well, here's how I do it. I get an idea, and I'll record an audio saying, here's the goal with this thing. Here's what I want you guys to do first, second, and third. So I'll go let them do it. I send an email and say, here's the audio. Go listen to this. So they'll go do it. And then they'll say, here's what we did. And I'll say, okay, you did most of this correctly, but this one thing needs to be changed. And then also, let's do this and this and this. And so they go and do it. And then I get an email from someone saying, this is the latest and greatest thing. You've got to do this. And I'll buy it and send an email saying, hey, here's where you can download this. Go read it and implement it.
But don't you have to hire, since you're adding on new tasks, are you like hiring new people, or how does that work?
Sometimes, yes, I'll hire new people. But I have given them tasks in the beginning that they can do at any time. It's not time sensitive, but it can fill time. So, if you have some free time, I want you to do this. I want you to write an article. I want you to go get an article and, do the whole article submission process. And we have a huge process for doing articles. Or if you have a little bit of time, I want you to use our directory submission software and go submit to directories. Or if you have some time, go create another mini net. Go create another website out there to promote our site. They have tasks that they can do And anytime if they don't have something to do that's more important, they have stuff that they can do, right?
All right.
But when there's something more important, let's say a product comes out that teaches you how to get to the top of MSN called MSN
right.
Loophole. I implemented that whole thing in half an hour. I bought it. It took me like 5 minutes to buy it. It took me like 15 minutes to skim through it. And then it took me 10 minutes to write an email saying, ignore this, ignore this, ignore this. Pay specific emphasis, you know, pay specific attention to this part. Implement this. Right?
Well, okay, but now, so let me ask you about that, because that's fascinating to me, because everyone has the problem, including me, has the problem you just stated, because you get all these great ideas. A lot of us are idea people, you know what I'm saying, John? A lot of us, I mean, we love getting ideas, right? It's like Gary Halbert said that, Gary Halbert one time said, you know, he loved marketing. He loved selling. He loved the direct mail. You know, he loved all of that, he said, but God, you know, it's the product and operating the business that's a bitch. You know, I mean, the selling part and the ideas are the fun part of business, but this drudge work is tough. And so I don't understand though. So you implemented that MSN loophole, but what happened to their other tasks they had when all of a sudden you're like, hey, I got this new thing, go do this. What happened to their other tasks?
Okay, so hold on a second. First of all, what you just said about, I think you said Gary Halbert.
Gary Halbert said that. Yeah, he's like, you know, he loved the selling, he loved the marketing, but, you know, creating the product and also operating the business was a bitch, you know.
Okay, so if you have read The World is Flat or The 4-Hour Workweek or anything that talks about how the world is operating. Now, you understand that we have a global economy, you know?
Okay.
And today, in this world, if you are not operating as a knowledge worker, you are falling so far behind and you will never catch up. There's no way, because there's people out there like me who are acting strictly as a knowledge worker. I have an idea. I'll think that idea through in my head. And then I don't ever do the implementation. I send the implementation to my guys. I get a product and I send it over to my guys. I never do anything of that. I never do any of that stuff. I never do any implementation.
You never do any of that.
I never do any implementation. There's no reason to be doing the implementation. Why do you want to be setting up a blog and configuring it and making it look good when someone else can do it for a dollar an hour?
Well,
why do you
okay,
want
well,
to
let, let me ask about that
emails?
I want to ask about that because I know in my business, we go to try to set up, you know, and I have employees here locally, John, and the problem is you go to set up the blog or you go to set up the whatever, right? And it just seems like they always run into something that's got to be figured out or obstacles, and then it's like brain drain, and then you just get bogged down in these details. Well, I can't get this to work or this won't work or what do you want to do on this or the blog? How do you handle all of those things? Like, who figures something out if there's a problem?
Okay, I have two answers to that.
All right.
Number one, I make them figure it out. And
okay.
here's the thing: if you're paying someone in the U.S. $15 an hour and they have a problem and it takes them 3 days to figure out that stupid problem, it just cost you a crap load of money to figure out this stupid problem, right?
Right.
It's a different story when you're paying them a dollar an hour.
All right.
Right?
Right. Well,
you can say, you know, you came into this problem, you know, I don't know, here's some ideas to fix it, but go figure it out. Right?
Okay.
I don't care if it takes you a week.
Right.
Right? Other than if it's a time-sensitive problem. So here's the other thing. Usually when they have a problem, I know how to solve it. And I have processes and tools that let me very, very easily say, in the same amount of time it takes me to say, here's how you solve it, I have showed them how to solve it.
Really?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you just like record an audio or something, or you communicate back to them somehow?
Yeah, video.
Video, okay.
Record, you know, there are a couple tools that have come out in the last 2 years that are just unbelievable at letting you record an audio or a video or take a screenshot and sending it to your guys without having to do anything. Literally, I record and I click paste and send.
Wow.
And it's and they
so you're
it,
making
right?
money as what's called a knowledge worker. In other words, that's like a new term to me, and I think I understand it, but what you're saying is you view your job as just coming up with ideas and then funneling them off to other people and just like do it.
My job is to understand business. It's to understand processes. It's to understand sales. It's to understand what needs to happen here in order to make sales. And then to say, okay, here's what needs to happen, go do this, right? You know, I mean, if you think about successful people, this is what successful people do. You know, there's not a single business out there where the CEO is building a blog, right? Not a legitimate business.
Right.
Or where the CEO is running the AdWords campaign,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
He knows what needs to happen, but he has to be, in order for it to succeed, he has to be an idea guy, right?
Well, let's talk about AdWords, because this thing just, it really fascinates me, John, because, and I've also been through some of this. Let's talk about AdWords, because, like, to make AdWords happen, you know, you got to be pretty knowledgeable about it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be pretty knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
Now, so do you just, like, buy, because I've been studying AdWords now for, like, 3 months, really trying to figure. I never really found one product that explained all of AdWords the way it really needed to be done. And so, like, let's just talk briefly about AdWords. How did you figure it all out yourself, then create, like, the documentation videos or instructions or whatever and send it over to the people, or did you really just, like, buy a product that was the best you could find on it, send it over to them and be like, do this? How did you, you know, what happened?
Okay, specifically for AdWords, I did both of those things. I had been doing AdWords for years, and so I understood it very, very well.
All right.
And I already had some AdWords training that I had done. And so when I turned my AdWords account over to them, number one, I bought a product, which was Perry Marshall's Definitive Guide to AdWords.
Right.
And if you haven't read that or don't own that, you are missing the boat on AdWords, period.
Wow,
it is the definitive guide to AdWords. It is really, really, really good.
All right.
So I sent them that, and I sent them all the other training that I had, and said, "Look at this stuff, and then go start taking care of my AdWords account. If I want to set up a new campaign and do this." They'd go set it up and say, "What do you think?" And I'd say, "You know, great. You messed up here. Change it, and keep implementing it."
And they were able to figure it out from what you sent over.
Oh, yeah.
And your feedback.
Right. So let's talk about other stuff. Talk about search engine optimization.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about that. That's a good one.
Right. That's something everyone wants to know. How do I get my website to number one in the search engine as well?
Yeah, of course.
So I have a couple websites that are number one for some very competitive terms, which I didn't do any work for. And I did it because, number one, I understood search engine optimization. You know, I've been doing this for years. I understood it, and so I recorded an audio saying, here are the basics. Then I sent them a book. I sent them an SEO book. You can get it at SEObook.com. Read this, and tell me what you think we can do to get this site to number one, right?
Okay.
Then I added a couple other pieces that weren't explained anywhere there, saying, you know, here's – we want to do this. I want to build a mini net around this. This will really help. Here's how we do the linking. Here's how we do all this stuff. And I sent it to them, right? I had a whole bunch of knowledge on how to do SEO, so I put it all down and gave it to them. They implemented it, and that's the last time I ever did a single thing for search engine optimization, right?
Well, okay. Well, I got to That's really amazing, because who wouldn't want to just, like, have the burden of all the details off their chest? I mean, that would be, you're talking almost about, like, nirvana or something. My question is, do you have project, cause, so I'm talking to a friend of mine, Justin. Justin uses people in the Philippines, and he is a project manager who, I guess, and I don't know if the project manager hires then the other people, or but I know that they check over the work. Like the other people submit the work to the project manager. The project manager makes sure it's all done and then submits reports every day. My question is, do you use like an intermediary, like a project manager, or do you just directly assign stuff to people and boom, it's done?
I do both. I have probably four or five different businesses that I'm doing stuff with, and one of them, a couple of them I have a partner with, and he kind of acts as the project manager. And so those businesses, I just say, here's what I think we need to do here to my partner, and he tells our guys in the Philippines, here's what we need to do here.
Okay. Yeah, here's what you do, okay.
Does he check all the work then
to make sure it's done right?
Not all the time. My partner will do that, right?
Okay, but the partner checks the work. So he basically functions as a project manager.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And at some point, he comes back to me, and I'll look at it, right?
Right.
On other stuff, you know, depending on how important or whatever it is, you know, I'll just send it to my guys and say, hey, go do this. That's the end of it, right? I don't ever see it again. You know,
wow.
For example, article marketing.
Yeah.
You know, pretty important, but I don't ever want to see it again. I don't care. I don't want to see the details of it. I don't care, you know? I just know that it works. It works.
But how do you
really
know they're doing
well.
The work?
Because I ask them for reports. I want to report every week. I want to report every month, right?
Okay.
And in the end, okay, so let's go back to your question. You had a guy earlier, you were talking about a friend who had these guys, and they were slower than
anything.
Yeah,
and they were just slower than like a turtle in the Amazon.
Okay, so number one, that is so rare in the Philippines. Okay, let's talk about the Philippines for a second. I'm about to offend a whole subcontinent here, but don't ever, ever, ever.
Dude, don't say that. I know what you're going to say. We don't want to blatantly write off the whole entire country. But we know you love the Philippines. Don't use that other country.
Don't hire people in India. This is I always get this. People say, oh, I've already tried that and it didn't work. Well, where did you hire someone? Oh, I tried a couple guys in India. Well, there's your problem. It just doesn't work. And then I get guys from India emailing me and saying, John, thank you so much for telling me about the Philippines. Now I know why I can't get anything done in my own country. Right? I don't know why. You know, they're good people there, but their brains work differently than our brains do in the United States. Right? And I'm sure there are people on this call that aren't in the U.S.
Well, there's an overgeneralization, but we'll go with it. I don't want to write off the whole country. I know some good people over there who do good virtual work, but I seriously do. I seriously do. But having said that,
I thought I was going to offend the whole subcontinent. Right?
I don't want to offend the whole. I got customers there, for gosh sakes. Okay, but here's the thing: is you are saying you love the workers in the Philippines, and you don't have the problem where it's like, well, you know, I told you to write these articles. What did you get done this week? And they submit the report. Well, we did two and submitted it to five directories, you know,
what
I'm
saying. No, I don't have that problem. No. Okay. I'm not saying I love the workers in the Philippines. I'm saying that there is a cultural difference from the Philippines to anywhere else in the world that I've ever seen. And I've talked to people about this, for Thailand and Singapore and Eastern Europe and South America and Africa, and it is different.
Greg, we just offended the rest of the world. I'm losing customers fast. But, hey,
are not good. I'm saying as workers in the Philippines, there is a culture of honesty where they are honest people, they want you to know that they're trustworthy. They are loyal. Once they start working for you, the only reason, I've been doing this for 3 years, the only reason I've had guys quit is because they got offered a job making five times more in Singapore, right? Okay, fine. So,
right.
Even at that, they were still like, I'm still willing to work for you. You don't have to raise my pay or anything. I still want to spend some time working for you. I love working for you, whatever, right?
Well, so you haven't had this problem my friend had of somebody just like being a slacker?
So I have heard a couple times. I'll tell you this: I've helped hundreds, if not a couple thousand people do this, and I've probably heard two or three times of that problem where someone had someone in the Philippines who wasn't good.
Really?
Right.
Really?
Everyone I ever talked to says, "Oh, I got really lucky with my guy. He's great. He wants to do this work, and he's super fast, and he's great with it." I'm like,
really?
"You didn't get lucky. That's how everyone there is. You just didn't know that this is how it is in the Philippines."
Wow. Now, what about the differences between men and women? Because one of my other friends said, you know, he has more luck with the, and this is, I don't want to be sexist, but he's honestly just said he had more luck with the women over there than he did the guys. Do you hire both, or have you found any difference?
You know, that's super interesting. I hire both, but I actually just heard probably a week ago from someone saying that they only hire women.
That's right.
So
that's a mutual friend of mine.
I heard that. So that's interesting.
Okay.
So
but you have luck with
guys
so far, and no problems.
I don't have any problems. No.
Okay.
I mean, I have one, two, three. I have four guys working for me.
All right. So now and you're running how many businesses? You said four or five businesses now.
Four or five, yeah. Let me see. I mean, if I count them, one, two, three, four, five, six.
And you only need four people to run six businesses?
No, I have six people. I have four guys.
Oh, okay.
So let me think. I want to make sure I answered all your questions and make sure I get everyone's questions.
All right, well, I'm going to shut up here a minute and then let you kind of process through, and because I interrupted your story, and you were actually telling your story and how your wife had you know, you were out and you broke it down to an hour, you made a whole ton of money, you didn't have the problems that you had, and you see yourself just as a knowledge worker of just you come up with these ideas and you send them off over there and you get them implemented. And that's really the substance, and you're able to start multiple businesses now doing this.
Right. I guess maybe I'd like to – I'm wondering if you can unmute the call and see if we have any questions at this point, because, you know, I've done this – I guess I've done this so much, I'm not sure what I left out other than
– All right. Well, let's see if we have questions here. By the way, if you speak on this call is recorded, and you give us permission to use the likeness – quality sound of your voice in perpetuity worldwide without royalty or recompense. This call may be distributed, probably will be, to some of John's customers or potential customers. So let me take this off of mute. We don't have a lot of people on the call today, but let me take it off and just see if any of you have any questions.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
I have a question, and the first one is, how did you find these people in the Philippines?
I will tell you about that in a little bit.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, very good question.
And a second question I have is, I have MSN Loophole, the ultimate loophole, and it's just sitting on my computer. And
yep.
Yeah, but it makes perfect sense to me. You know, I bought it because it seemed like a very logical and doable business. But like I said, it's just sitting there. So if I were to find someone that could do this for me, what would be the first thing I would need to do?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to answer both of those questions, actually. So where do you find good people?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you guys a couple different options.
Okay.
Craigslist, manila.craigslist.com. I've looked there. I know that you can hire people there. I have never successfully done it. ph.jobstreet.com. You can post your job. It'll cost you like $100 to post your job, and you can have people respond to you. PH, the Philippines, ph.jobstreet.com. Or maybe it's jobstreet.com.ph. I don't remember.
Okay.
There's another website called Sulit, S-U-L-I-T. Sulit.com.ph, I believe. And that's similar to Craigslist. I have not hired someone there. I've had other people tell me they have. Then there's a company called Agents of Value, agentsofvalue.com. And I'm going to tell you about them, and then I'm going to tell you my reservations. This is where I got started. I got started at Agents of Value, hiring people, and what you do is you tell them, I want a guy, I want a programmer, I want a PHP programmer. They'll go out, recruit a programmer, test them, make them take an IQ test, make them take a programming test, let you pick between different people. If you want a writer or a link builder or someone to do your SEO or whatever, they'll go out and recruit people, give them IQ tests, and let you see, let you choose between people. Then they maintain an office in the Philippines, and you pay these guys in the U.S., and they pay their Filipinos. You don't have to deal with it. If you want to fire someone, you fire them, and they'll fire them for you, and they'll get you another guy. When I did it 3 years ago, it was great. And the theory sounds great. I don't want to talk bad about them. I just don't know what's going on with the company. I know that people are having problems with them right now. And that's kind of all I want to say about it. But it is an option.
John, again, we don't want to blanket write them off, but
right.
You're just saying in your personal experience, either you or some of your friends that you know have had some issues. So let's talk about then other alternatives.
Okay, so I would love to tell you guys the place where I hire people, but I can't. And here's the reason why. Over the last 8 months, so let's say 8 months ago, I did a phone call, and I taught all of this stuff because there was a group of people that were bugging me that wanted to know this, and so I taught everything, and I taught them where I hire people, and I taught them the tools that I use, and I taught them how I pay them, and over the last 8 months, it has become more difficult to hire people because of that. Because of that
really?
Call. You know, a couple thousand people have listened to it, and I was really surprised, but it has changed how easy or difficult it is to hire people. And before I started giving that call away, I had no problem finding someone, you know, like immediately. Now it might take me a week or 2 weeks to find the person that I want, and so I'm trying to prevent that in the future.
All right.
And so
So you kind of have some trade secrets, basically.
So I have some trade secrets now that I don't give away for free anymore.
I can understand that.
And I'll tell you guys how you can get that later. So your second question was, what would be the first step for implementing the MSN loophole thing?
Right.
So this is the biggest problem outside of where do I find good people. The biggest problem that people have is how do I keep them busy? How do I train them? What do I give them? And I didn't realize this was such a problem until after I did that call where I taught people how to do this. Afterwards, that was the question I kept getting because the people knew where to find people. Now, how do I train them? What do I give them? Well, I realized that over the years, I had put together all this training that I had given my guys. And, you know, 2 months ago, when that MSN loophole thing came out, I taught my guys how to do it. You know, I gave them specific training saying, just like what I told you, I said, I read through it. I filtered it. You know, I was the knowledge worker. I figured out, here's how this fits into my business. Because there's a lot of stuff in that thing that really isn't relevant to 99% of people. You know, he talks all about the scraper sites and the traffic equalizer sites, and that's just really not relevant to most people anymore. And so I just wanted to make sure that my guys weren't paying attention to that and that they were, you know, leaving out other things and paying attention to other things. And, you know, I already had some hosting accounts that we could use and whatever. So I created training for my guys to do that.
Let me ask you this, John. What would Nancy do? Because she doesn't really have your experience with SEO, but she does have the book. So if she did find a person in the Philippines, how would she best implement this, not really having your basis or knowledge?
Well, okay, so here's what I did. I took all of my training and my knowledge and stuff, and I put it all together into a system. that I knew people needed. And you guys can get that system where it has my training on how to do the MSN loophole. It has my training on how to do Google AdWords. It has my training on how to implement a mini-net and do SEO correctly. It has all my training on how to do article marketing. It has all my training on how to do video marketing. It has my training on how to do a podcast automatically on your blog. It has my training on how to use Web 2.0 sites. All these things that I've learned over the years and I've trained my guys to do, I put all those trainings together.
Does it have any training in there on how to hire them or find them?
Yeah. Well, it has the second half of that phone call that I did, teaching exactly how I hire people, where I find them, the process I use, because you're not really just going to go. I'll tell you what it is. You're just going to find tons and tons of people who are asking to work. And you just say, hey, are you still interested in a job? Yes. Okay, here's your first task. Start today. Right? I'm going to pay you $200 a month. Crazy, right? Craziness. I have people working for me. I have a girl working for me. I pay her $100 a month. Full time. And she speaks English. American English. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, let me just say something about that. Is you might think on the surface that's exploiting people, but I have a very close friend, female friend in the Philippines, and I mean, she works now, like, I think 12 hours a day to make at a sales job that's really tough, and she makes $60 a month.
This girl that I pay her $100 a month, and actually, I told her I was going to pay her $100 a month, so this month I sent her $150, right? Every single day, she sends me something saying, thank you so, so much for letting me work for you. And it's not just like her signature. This is, thank you so much for giving me a job. Right?
Right.
On the Warriors Forum, there was a thread about this saying, is this ethical? And it's like six pages long of comments of people coming in and saying, yeah, this is ethical. And then, one time on a page, someone says, no matter how you look at this is not ethical. Finally, someone in the Philippines came on and said, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I want to thank people like John Jonas who are giving people here in the Philippines jobs. It's hard to find a job here. They don't pay very well. And people like John Jonas are giving us jobs, and I am thankful for it.
No, I know it's a fact because the average person there gets paid $50 a month. In Makati, which is the business center of the Philippines, the average family, the whole entire family income is $250 a month. So, and the average person earns $50 a month. So if you're coming in and you're paying $150, that's very, very good wages for the vast majority of the people.
Okay, so hold on a second. Before everyone gets excited about paying someone $150 a month,
right.
I will tell you I have two people that I pay that amount to. I have a girl who does just anything I want her to do, whatever. She speaks English, and I have a programmer. I have a PHP programmer. He doesn't have any experience, but he knows PHP, which is craziness for $100 a month. The other people that I have, I pay them between $350 and $550 a month.
Wow, that's very good wages there.
Right. So, for someone making $400 a month, it's pretty good for them, and, it's dang good for me, especially when they can do anything for me, right?
Right.
So, to answer your question, if you wanted to implement that, what you can, either give them my training that I've done already, or you need to read through the MSN loophole thing, figure out where it fits into your business. You need to go and find hosting to host all the sales pages and to host all the blogs, which I found hosting to do that. I don't remember off the top of my head what it is, but that's part of my training that I told my guys to do. I don't know because I found it, and I just sent it to them because they have my credit cards. And so I said, just go sign up for this and use it.
Yeah, I want to say something here, John, because people pay to be on this call. So on the one hand, we're not trying to hold anything back. On the other hand, like all these videos and things that John has done, I'll probably buy it with my own money. I mean, to try, because his price is very reasonable, and to try to recreate all of that is a big effort.
Can I tell you what the hosting is? I can't think of it off the top of my head. But if you search Google for like multiple class C web hosting, something like that, you're going to find
it. In the book. He's got a link to that web host where you can get all the class C IPs.
I think you're right, and I think I ended up finding something I found something that was quite a bit cheaper and gave you more.
Nancy, because I want to try to address, without saying go buy John's Court, I want to try to address your question as specifically as we can.
Okay.
My take on this, Nancy, is to implement MSN Loophole, you got to have a couple things. Number one, you got to have a person. Now, you can use John's system, which is what I would recommend. The best I've heard before talking to John was, I know one guy who uses Philippines Craigslist and is relatively happy with it. So if you don't want to get John's deal, the best I can recommend is Philippines Craigslist. Now, so you got to have your person. Number two is you got to create some training for them, and I want to ask John about this. John, could she just send – does the book come with videos, or is it just a book, MSN Loophole?
It's a book with a lot of links and an in-depth explanation as to exactly what you have to do, including getting all these different domain.
Right, but does it have videos with it or no?
They're static pictures.
Okay, so if she didn't have
the audio,
John, if she didn't have your stuff,
let me tell you what I did.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I
ahead.
Told them. I'll tell you exactly what I told them. I told my guys, number one, read this book. I want you to skip all the parts. And I told them the specific page numbers about the page generator sites, because I don't have any of those. Well, I probably have a whole bunch of them still, but I don't know where they are.
But you don't, so skip the page generator.
I didn't want to go, right. Irrelevant. I told them, I want you to take our current sales page that we have, and I want you to turn it into a single page website. Go into my GoDaddy account, find one of the domains, tell me which domain you're going to use. I don't care which one you use, because I probably have 20 domains in this niche. Pick one of the domains, set it up on one of our hosting accounts, and then turn our current sales page, the sales page on our website where we make sales from, I want you to turn that into what he describes in the book. Turn it into an image. And I want you to make certain parts of that clickable so that they can still click on our affiliate links. And then I also want you to add some text at the bottom of it. So for every keyword that we do this for, I want you to add a paragraph of text at the bottom that is centered around that keyword. So my guy took that page, he chopped it up, he turned it into an image, which I don't even know how he did it, but he turned the whole thing into an image, into multiple images where certain pieces of the page are clickable, the normal parts where you would expect it to be clickable, like links and graphics and whatever. He made them clickable so they're clickable for our affiliate link. He set it up on a new domain, and then I told them, go get this hosting stuff, set up blogs here exactly how he describes in this book, and then start linking those blogs to the sales pages. I told him, I want you to create, I want you to create 10 of these sales pages on different keywords, because that's what this is about. That's what the MSN Loophole is about. So create 10 of these different pages, target them to different keywords, put up the different domains, and then create the blogs on that other hosting and start doing the linking to it.
Now, is this guy a programmer, or what is he, this guy who did this for you, a webmaster? What is he?
I hired him because he spoke English. That was the only qualification. And
but he's not like a programmer or a highly trained webmaster or something?
No, he spoke English. That's it. I mean, now he's been with me. This dude, I sent this to two different people, and one of them's been with me for 3 years. The other one's been with me for a year. Both of them have been through all my training, so that they're pretty dang good. They understand all of FTP, they understand servers, they understand how to install WordPress, they know how to put up a domain. They have access to my hosting account and my GoDaddy account, and they have my credit card. So they've been trained. They knew exactly what to do when I told them this stuff, right? And they've been with me for a while, right? And I don't remember if they had a – I'm sure that they had a couple questions along the way, and they sent it back to me, and I made a quick video and said, here's the answer, right? In fact, I'll tell you how I make the videos. Using Jing. If you guys haven't used Jing, it is like the best thing that ever happened to outsourcing next to the Philippines. I think you can get it at jingproject.com or jingproject.org.
That's J-I-N-G.
J-I-N-G. It is unbelievable. It sits on your desktop. When you want to make a video or a screen capture, you click a button, you drag it out over the area you want to capture, and you start talking. And you make a video, and then you click upload, and it uploads it to a server, and it puts the URL right in your clipboard so you can paste it into an email. You don't have to upload it or go find out where it is or anything. It's amazing. So, you know, they had some questions. Maybe I made a video saying, oh, here's what I think, right?
Right.
So
your training, though, really takes them through all that other stuff, the FTP and installing blogs and all that other junk?
Right.
All right. Well, Nancy, does that do a halfway decent job of answering your question on that?
Yes, it does. And I would like to have John, are you going to provide us a link?
Yeah, he's going to do that in just
Great.
A bit.
Excellent.
I want to see
okay.
if there's any other questions, and I don't want to dodge questions. I mean, feel free to ask anything. I mean, John does have a few trade secrets, and out of respect for him, you know, I honor him. But he, you know, we're trying to give as specific info as we can. Mike or anyone else on the call? Todd, did you guys have any questions on this? Anyone else?
Yeah, actually, I do. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but it's a security issue. I know they've been with you for a year and 3 years, but is there any concerns about letting them have your credit card information or your ClickBank account information or what have you?
So I want to say a couple things about that. Number one, it took me a while before I gave it to them, but before I trusted them. And then the more and more I learned about the Philippines and how these people work, and as you start doing this, you'll start realizing how honest they are. Like when they send you an email saying, sorry, we had a power outage today and I couldn't work for 2 hours. I'll make it up for you tonight. Or I couldn't work for 4 hours today. I'll make it up for you on Saturday or whatever, right? You'll start recognizing how honest they are. The first time I did it, I actually got a credit card for that guy through American Express. I put his name on it. And so I knew that I could track anything that he spent, right?
Oh, you got a separate credit card. That's clever.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I guess the other question is because I've done some outsourcing in India, and because of the time change, we could never actually speak. So do you do this all by email? You had mentioned talking to them when you speak to them. Are you actually on the phone with them, or is it just all via email?
Okay, so hold on. Before I answer that, let me finish with the other one. So in terms of security, never once have I ever even been concerned about security based on something any of them did or anything of the sort. You will find that they are exceptionally honest. And, you know, I have my guy, one of my guys filters my email. He logs into my Gmail account every day, logs in and archives all the stuff that I don't want to see, right? So they have access to everything. So to answer your other question, I mostly talk with them through email or chatting on Skype or Google Talk. One time when the only time I've ever talked with them on the phone was I had a deadline on something that we were launching a product, and I had to have some stuff done, and I didn't want to write it out in an email, so I actually bought them microphones. And I bought the microphones ahead of time so that I could talk to them, and I talked to them on Skype. I only did it once. It was the only time I ever found that I needed to do it.
But do you have to talk to them much on Skype? Because they're not, like, you got to talk to them, like, really early in the morning or late at night is the problem.
Well, around 4 o'clock my time, all of my guys are working.
In the afternoon?
And I have one guy that refuses to work during the day over there. He wants to work at night, and so he's on all day when I'm on. Anytime he's on.
4 p.m. is like 5 a.m. over there.
No, it's like 7 or 8. I'm on mountain time.
Oh,
like
you're on mountain time.
There.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. So you're a little bit different. I'm on central. All right.
Yeah, so
So how much do you talk to him over Skype?
Not very much.
One guy
I talk to him quite a bit. He's a good programmer, and he has some good graphic skills also, which is super rare. And he always works at night over there, and so
yeah.
He always chats with me.
Now, and you pay, is he one of your like 350 or 400 a month guys?
450.
Wow, 450. He's getting paid really well for the Philippines. And that's a lot of money in the Philippines.
But so mostly email and Google Chat is mostly what I do.
All right. Okay, great question. Did you have another question? Anybody else have a question?
Yeah, just real quick.
Okay, we can't hear you.
Yeah, he's cutting out on us. We'll wait a minute here. John,
you're static.
Yeah, he's cut out on us. Ask that question again.
Okay, what city do you have the best luck in, or do you really care where they come from? I mean, you had mentioned, I think, Marlon, you had mentioned another city that was kind
Makati.
Of the best winner.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
Marlon mentioned Makati. I don't have anybody in Makati. I'll tell you what I have found. I'm not even sure where Makati is. I think it's part of Manila. Is that right?
It's about 45, 50 minutes from Manila. It's basically the business center that everybody from Manila goes to.
Okay, so I will tell you that the more big city you get, the more expensive people get. That's it. You know, that is the rule. So I have the people that are $100 a month. They live in Davao, which is way south, and they're out there, I guess. Most of my guys are in Iloilo, which is a reasonable city.
All right, what's the city?
Iloilo. It's Iloilo.
I've never even heard of Iloilo, and I know a lot about the Philippines.
I think four of my guys are there. And so,
wow.
You know, I get reasonable prices there. But the reality is when I, when I look for people, I don't really care where they are because I just have lists. There's just a huge list of people. And I'm just going to pick people who I think are qualified and are in the price range that I'm looking for. And I'm kind of to the point where I'm super spoiled with this, where, you know, it's so stinking cheap that if someone's asking for $1,000 a month, I'm like, yeah, right, I'm not hiring you. Where, you know, if I'd only ever been hiring someone in the U.S. and I had a chance to hire someone for $1,000 a month, I would have jumped on it. And I think that for $1,000 a month, you're going to get someone who's, like, crazy talented. I mean, I've seen the secretary for the president of the Philippine Stock Exchange for hire.
Right.
I know a friend here who lives a couple blocks away from me who hired from this place where I hire people. He hired an investment banking analyst with like 3 years of experience. It's like a $200,000 a year person in the U.S. He's paying him $30,000 a year.
Wow. All right, very good question. Who else has a question here?
Yeah, this is Dan in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My question is, if you're not using agents of value, how do you actually pay? What's the technical or the logistical way that you pay them?
By wire, basically. There are, let's see, PayPal hasn't existed in the Philippines until very recently, and it's still not, I think it still has some restrictions. It's not very widely used, so that wasn't an option really. There are two sites that I've used to pay people. One of them is eMoneyGram.com. It's eMoneyGram.com. That's owned by MoneyGram, which is, you know, like in Walmart's here. So that's very legitimate, and anybody there can pick up money with eMoneyGram. It's super simple. Although it did take me a little while to figure out how to use it, but Since then, in the last 2 months, I started using Zoom.com, XOOM.com, and I found that it's a little bit easier for me to use, and it's also a little bit cheaper in terms of sending the money, and I think that they get their money a little bit faster. So that's,
okay.
You know, you link it to your bank account, it comes out of your bank account. I think you can link it I think you can link it to your credit card. I don't remember what I did. I don't remember. But
okay, guys, let me ask you a question. Does this turn you on? Does this idea turn you on? Does it seem like a dream or a fantasy to you? Do you get the picture and the vision? Does this hit a hot button? How do you all respond to this?
Yeah, I'd just like to respond by saying it does excite me. And my other question I wanted to ask real quick was,
sure.
Have you ever used something like Elance? I know that, and there's other ones, you know, that are here, but have you ever used any other services besides the ones you mentioned that are more U.S.-based, or is that just throwing money away?
Okay. That's a really, really, really good question. These are two totally different things, and I definitely have a response for this. Number one, I am talking about hiring guys in the Philippines full time who are going to work for you permanently. This is not like I have this project done and I want you to work hourly until it's done and that's the end of it. I'm talking about hiring someone to do your work for you, permanent. You train them. The next time you got to do that, you're going to have them working for you. So I have never hired someone in the Philippines who's not full time, expected that they have a job and they're going to get a paycheck every month. Right? That's what I'm talking about. That is what lets you live the 4-hour work week. That's what gives you the freedom to say, I want this implemented. Go do this. And they're already on salary, and it's not like I have to go negotiate a price with you. Right? That's what is really the difference for most people in being able to live the 4-hour work week, right? I don't know, Marla, I don't know if you know this, but I spent a month this summer in Costa Rica. I spent a month with Kurt Christensen and David Fry.
Oh, yeah, you were there with Kurt.
And all of our families. And during that time, Kurt worked some and David worked a bunch, and I didn't work at all.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that Kurt has one dude in the Philippines, and I think that's part of the reason why he works some. And David doesn't have anybody yet. And he works a whole bunch. And I didn't work at all. I didn't even have internet at my house.
Wow.
And yet stuff still happens. So this is what I'm talking about. If you really are set on living the lifestyle, the internet dream lifestyle, you've got to be hiring people full-time to work for you.
Well, this idea, John, I can't speak for people on the call. I think this knowledge worker idea is like the best freaking idea I've heard, and the way you articulated it in like forever, because you really just stated it. And this is a breakthrough, because when I had my person in Canada, Lisa, everyone knows Lisa ran my business for many years. Thing is that when I started Lisa out, the exchange rate was 50% in our favor. So I was only paying her like $350 a month, but the exchange rate kept sliding, and so at the end, you know, I was paying $950 and plus, and it sucked because she didn't get a raise. I mean, a week, and she didn't get a raise. So I'm paying basically a G a week, and she hadn't had a raise in 6 years, so it wasn't working for either one of us. And
so
now
you're
she doesn't hire
$4,000 a month, and she hasn't had a raise, and I'm paying $400 a month, and I've raised my guy in the last year 25% from 300 to 400.
Wow. So to me, that's revolutionary. Who else has a question for John?
Well, hold on. I didn't answer
you
his other question.
Okay.
Hold on, Mel. I didn't answer his other question. Elance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Elance. Get a freelancer, Rent-A-Coder, Odesk. Yes, I have used them. And yes, they definitely have their place. If there's something that my guys can't do, which is so rare, but it happens, I will have someone on Elance do it. I will submit it. Here's the problem with that. Number one, you have something you need done. You have to go to Elance. You have to go figure out, you know, what's going on here. What's the marketplace like for this thing? I got to write up a project thing, and it has to be correct the first time, because otherwise they're going to do it wrong and then they're kicked off. I have to go and manage all the bids. I got to filter through all the bids in India, because I don't want to hire those people. And then I have to get this done. I got to use the Elance system. I got to get the work done. I got to pay the dude. Now I will never benefit from this dude's knowledge ever again. right? Whatever, anything you just learned, nothing, I will never benefit from that again, right? Which is a problem. So I'll tell you this. This last week or 2 weeks ago, I sent my guy Sony Vegas. I sent one of my guys Sony Vegas video editing software because I got sick of editing videos. And I said, you know, I don't even know how to use this thing. I've always used Windows Movie Maker for simple stuff. I want to do some more complicated stuff. Please go learn this and do this. He did it. It took him one day to figure out how to take two different video streams, no audio attached to either of them, and a separate audio stream, and put all three of them together in a video with the two videos side by side and match up the audio to the mouths, right?
Now, was that a programmer, or who was that that did that?
No, it's just a dude who I hired who speaks English.
Wow.
Right? Well, this last week, I wanted to put together a page of testimonials. So I have like 50 testimonials for this thing that I have like 25 videos and tons of written testimonials. And I had no idea of it, so I said, hey, here's where all the videos are. I need you to go convert them from AVI to FLV. Here's the program I use. Go figure out how to use it. Upload them to the server in the correct place. And I also sent this email to another dude who's going to create the page and said, create this page and put them all in order and put the best testimonials at the top.
Wow.
That's
wow.
It. It's done.
That's awesome.
Right?
So do you give them any kind of skill tests or anything before you hire them?
I'm sorry, I heard someone talking. I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah, that was me. John, do you give any skill tests or anything before you hire them?
No, but here's what I do. I give them a difficult first task. So when I hire someone, the first thing I will do is give them a difficult first task. And I'll tell you what that difficult first task is. I make them install WordPress. In fact, I'll say, here's the industry I want you to set this up with. Go set up, go find me a domain. And if it's a new person, I'll either buy the I'll have them find me a domain and I'll buy it. Or mostly now I'll just say, find a domain to buy. Tell me, give me a couple options. I'll choose it and I'll send it to one of my other guys and have him buy the domain. And then I'll tell that person, find me a domain. Set that up on my hosting account. Here's my username and password. Set up WordPress. And write a page and a post on that topic and make the site look different than what it is when you set it up. For someone who has never done that before, it is so stinking difficult. And if they're willing to do that and figure that out, they're hired. If they won't do it, if they can't do it, I don't really want you.
And how long do they have to do it?
Everyone's different. Like a person I hired recently, I think it took her a week, you know, and I was paying her $100 a month, and so it cost me $25 to have her set up WordPress and to train her, you know, to make sure that she was going to be reasonable.
Right.
But I've heard of other people taking, you know, like a week and a half, or some people will take them like a day or 2 days or whatever, you know, as long as they're willing to figure it out.
And if they take a week or a week and a half, as long as they figure it out, you're good with it?
I'm good with it, you know, because if they're showing me that they're willing to figure this out, you know, based on how much they're costing me, I don't care how long it takes them. You know, I mean, if it took them like a month, then, you know, this isn't okay. In fact, that's another thing that I'll tell you. If it takes someone a month, it means that they're not doing it. They're not working on it, and you need to go find someone else. So, and this is something I explained in the other audio about how I hire people and how I
Okay, so that's covered. In fact, we got to wrap this up, John, because these calls only last an hour. And guys and gals, has this been valuable? Has this been useful and helpful and eye-opening to anyone on the call?
Very
enormously helpful.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
One thing, though, Zoom, you can use PayPal to pay through Zoom. So people
okay.
All right, great. All right, John, tell us about what all is in these outsourcing videos and instructions. Because I know, and the price is really reasonable. It's not the issue price, but some people go, well, you know, maybe I want to do this on my own, or I don't need those, or whatever.
Yeah, that's
so,
fine.
But what all is really in it? What do they get for their money?
Okay, so number one, before that, I just want you. I'm not sure I hit this enough. Well, every time I see a business, I see someone working on something, and they're trying to live the dream, you know. This is the thing that they're missing, this outsourcing thing. You know, whether you do it through me or whether you go figure it out on your own, fine. I don't care. Just go do it. Go hire someone to And I say to replace yourself, to do your work for you. This really is the way to live the four-hour workweek. This is the missing piece that most people don't see to live the four-hour workweek. In fact, I was talking with Rick Butts the other day. I don't know if any of you guys remember.
Oh, yeah,
Rick
I
Butts.
Love Rick.
He was here at my house last Friday, and he was saying, John, I don't understand how people can even conceive of living this dream lifestyle without what you're doing. It's not real. And he was saying, I think Rich Sheffrin in his coaching course, he tells people the four-hour workweek is not a real dream. That's fake. And I say that's BS. It is not fake. I live it. I know that it's real. This is the missing piece. So here's the problem is, you know, like I said before, number one, knowing where to find people to hire them. I told you some things. I'll tell you that the place where I hire people, this will save you $500 a month, basically, over using something like Agents of Value where you pay them like $750. You will find people around $250 a month with where I hire people. You know, it'll save you $500
a month. Yeah, that's a big savings right there. Yes, that right there is at least $250 a month.
So the rest of this audio is available on my website, replacemyself.com. It's $97. And if you guys just want to get – you basically heard – I split that audio into two halves. You guys have basically heard the first half of the audio. You may still want to listen to it, but at replacemyself.com, you can get – you opt in there, I think, and you'll get the first half of the audio. To get the second half, you go to replacemyself.com/audio. And when you go there, it's $97 for the second half of the audio. And with that, you actually get two of my training modules. The first module you'll get is designed to help you hire someone quickly. There's some more tips and stuff in that that I don't think I covered today, and I didn't cover in that audio. And there's some training for them, you know, basic stuff like here's how you do keyword research, right? And then you also get to pick one of my other modules that I've done. So, you know, for I think it was Nancy who asked about how to do MSN Loophole. When you do that, you can get my training on how to do MSN Loophole today. After that, every other module that I have is $97, and you can do it. You can buy a bunch of them on your own. You just run the buy them all at once or whatever, and get your guy going now. Or you can do it monthly. It's $97 a month, and every month you'll get a new module. You know,
well, if I just
want to
buy all of them, how much is it just, like, John, I want everything. How much is it just everything?
I don't even have that option.
Dude, put an everything on there because, like, I bet we have people listening to this who just want it all. Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Because you pay this much. You pay more than that for 1 month for one employee in the U.S. or you pay double or triple it for one employee in the U.S.
I'll tell you why I don't have that option. The reason is because this is still something that's evolving for me because I didn't set out to like create this as a business. This kind of just fell into place where I told you I did that phone call. When I did that, I never intended to do this. I didn't intend to give people my training. I didn't know, you know, I just was teaching people how to do it. And then, you know, I realized people really need this. And so I've been putting all this training together and that's the next thing I'm going to do is put it all together so you can get it all at once.
All right.
You know, but that was never the intent, and so it's still kind of something that I'm working on. And you know, when I told you guys, it has changed how easy or difficult it is to hire people. Well, this is the reason why I stopped giving that next tip away for free.
Yeah.
Because I know that fewer people
will buy
that second half, which just means that fewer people are hiring, which is, you know, because I'm hiring people, and I don't want it to be difficult for me to hire people.
Well,
right?
I think you should raise the price to $495 to a G at least, because it's actually worth a lot more than that, but I think you should raise it to $495 to a G, so the people on this call, they should snag it while they can get whatever you got there for
$100. Okay. I will definitely take that advice. So
yeah, I'm just I you know, why wouldn't you pay $500? I mean, because I for employees in the U.S. I mean, that ain't cheap. You got health insurance, you got to worry about. You've got lawsuits you have to worry about. You've got your office and your phones, and you got to pay utilities on that office. I mean, it's crazy. It's very expensive to have an office and to have employees in the U.S. You're eliminating the utilities. You're eliminating the office lease. You're eliminating the $250, $350 you pay a month to AT&T plus the $150 or $200 a month I paid for our virtual phone system. You eliminate all that crap.
You know, Marlon, that's a good point, and I didn't talk about this, but they are a contractor. There is no benefits. There's nothing. There's no W-2s for you to do for your business. There's nothing. They're a contractor, so you pay them what they get every month, and that's the end of it.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right. So where do they go, John? Where's the URL again?
So to get the second half of the audio, which is what most of you guys want now, it's replacemyself.com/audio.
So replacemyself.com/audio, and that's the good stuff. That's the second half where you reveal all the secrets.
That's the second half. And then when you do that, you'll also get the first half, so you can listen to the first half of that audio. And
all right, but then if they
want
to get the individual Camtasia trainings on the different topics, where do they go to get those?
You will have that as soon as you go to replacemyself.com/audio, when you get the audio, you will immediately get the rest of my training on how to start hiring these people. That's included. You'll also get one of the training modules that I have.
All right.
You get to pick which one you want. And then right there, you will also, once you're logged into the system, you'll get the option of buying other modules. So, if you want to have your guys do your article marketing, it's there. You can get that. If you want to have them start using Traffic Geyser for you, have them creating your videos for you and using Traffic Geyser, it's there. Or if you want to implement a mini-net, which when you see the mini-net graphic that I have.
Well, let me ask you this. If somebody wanted to get started with this, John, if they really want to get started with some of the modules, like what modules would you recommend, like Nancy? She's just wanting to get her feet wet, John. She's just wanting to get started with this. What basic modules would you recommend the person start with and give to one outsource person? They hire one person, and they need to start them on a couple modules. What's your recommendation?
Okay, recommendation number one is have them do the difficult first task of setting up WordPress. And in one of the modules I have, I think it's in the AdWords module. There's a whole huge tutorial on how to do WordPress, and I covered everything in it, right?
Right.
So the number one, I would recommend the things that impact your business the most, which in my opinion should be AdWords and article marketing. Those are the number one and number two, in my opinion.
Okay, John, we're getting static. Let me mute the call. All right, go ahead. So you're saying AdWords and article marketing?
Okay, so in my opinion, AdWords is the number one most effective way to promote your website, right, online. Number two, the second most effective way, in my opinion, and, there are exceptions to these things. Number two is article marketing. The great thing about those two modules is that it gives your guy – the article marketing thing is something he can immediately be kept busy, because anytime – he doesn't have another specific task that you've given him, he can always write an article and submit them.
So can one person do both the AdWords and the article marketing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking – you've got someone with 40 hours a week, right?
God, that sounds like a fantasy to me.
Well, so, I mean, my guys – I'll tell you, I have my guys doing my AdWords. So I have three people now. But before this, one guy can do all this stuff because – once AdWords is set up and set up correctly and running, it just takes monitoring it. It's not that much time, right? And article marketing doesn't have to be done so much, but it does need to be done consistently in order to make it really effective. So if they're going to do two articles a week, that takes them one day, right? Maybe, probably not. The other module that I would really recommend is the how to build a mini net. Because that one will affect your SEO like crazy.
Really?
It's amazing. When you see the graphic I have in there of this mini net that these guys built for me, actually just one guy built for me, it's like there's like 50 websites all supporting my main website in groups, linked together in specific ways. It's amazing. And he did.
How long
you know,
did it take this guy to build that mini net?
Well, we did it. That's part of that training is saying don't build this too fast because that's not going to help you. That's a problem. If you build this too fast, that's not what Google wants to see. They want to see natural website growth. So we built it over time.
Okay.
Right? And that's covered. I covered that because that's super important, you know, in doing something like that where you could do that and do it incorrectly and have it negatively affect you. Right.
So first they need the AdWords and the article writing, and then the next module would be the mini net.
That's what I would say. In terms of
John,
you know,
I
what
gotta
I
tell
say
you this.
The most important thing to do.
I can't even like articulate words. Like I'm gonna be flying into your house as soon as you let me fly in there, and like have you show me stuff even in person. Like I can't even tell you to me what like a relief this is, because I've been down other roads. I've been down the Canada road and it worked out pretty good, but it's expensive. And it's 4,000 a month for somebody really talented right now with the exchange rate, 4 or 5 G's a month. I've been down the office and employees, and I got a few people here that I gotta have. You know, they're like my stalwarts. I'm not going to change that. But I really want to grow and expand, and this is like the key.
It really is. I mean, this is one of the things that I've been told about this is everything you've ever dreamt of about outsourcing. It's your dreams come true. Right? I mean, it's people who are very capable to do anything you want done, stupidly cheap. And you don't have to babysit them.
Wow. All right. Well, before we wrap this up, I just wanted to say thanks to you, John, and thanks to everyone on the call who's participated today and asked questions. And I understand there's something for sale here, and you all pay to be on these calls. But you know what? I don't apologize for that because John's really given a lot of information, and this is just eye-opening. It's revolutionary to me, having been in this business for years and years and years and tried a whole lot of different things, I'm just almost speechless. So I just want to thank those of you who are on the call, and I hope you appreciate this offer and snag it at the price John's got it at now, because I'm going to be encouraging him to like charge a lot more for it. And John, I just wanted to thank you for coming on this call and sharing your experience with this, and doing it on short notice, because the people don't know. I called you like and asked you to do this just today. So thank you for making yourself available out of your 4-hour work week to spend an hour of that 4 hours or 17 hours or however many it is with us. And give that URL just one last time, John.
Before that, you're welcome. I didn't really have anything to do today anyway, so.
Would you stop?
The URL is replacemyself.com/audio. And that, I guess, I don't know, in you're not apologizing for this. It's not an affiliate link either, Marlon. So you're not making
any money.
No,
it's not an affiliate link. I make zero.
So, but I really do think that you guys will find that the other tip that I give is really worth like $500 a month. It's crazy. And I fully expect everyone on this call to go out and hire someone. And in fact, If you're not hiring someone, I want to know why. Because if you're not hiring someone to do this, you're not living the 4-hour work week. And I want to know why email me, johnjonas@gmail.com. Tell me why you're not doing it. What's causing you to not do it? And I want to see if I can help you do it, because this is the way to live the lifestyle you want to live.
John, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. I just can't do this too soon. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it too soon. So, well, listen, thank you so much for your time, and we're going to wrap this up. This is Marlon Sanders. This is Marlon Sanders. I've been interviewing John Jonas on the topic of how to replace yourself and make the vision or the dream of the 4-hour work week come true for you. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call, and have a great week. Bye.